This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you for the week ending 8 September 2017. Well, this week I'm going to spend my entire time talking about something that I think is the most significant regarding the monetary or currency markets that's taken place. Most of this is opinion, and I will interject a lot of fact behind my argument. First of all, there's an article here on Zero Hedge and many more. This was titled, "Is This China's Next Step to Destroy the Dollar?" Many of us have talked about a gold-backed yuan for many years. Michael Rupert was probably the first, and that was probably over a decade ago. I gave Mike credit on that and said I thought that is a possibility. But what just transpired recently is that China will be settling oil in terms of the yuan, and it can be exchanged for gold. This takes a little bit of insight into the long-term history of the most important commodity that exists, and that's oil. Most people think that the entire world is run on money. Money makes the world go round. That's really partly true, but really it's oil. It's energy. Without oil, nothing happens. Without energy, nothing happens. The world presently runs on oil. And because of that fact, the Chinese have done something very, very important. So I'm going to digress and go back in history of my lifetime, so not that far back. But if you look at what happened in the oil crisis in the 70s, the Saudis, who were the main oil kings in several ways, were really looking to preserve their purchasing power and wanted to settle oil for gold because the dollar during the 70s had a high inflation rate, and every time oil was purchased for dollars, they were losing because the inflation rates during especially the late 70s got into the like over the 10% range from a government standard. In other words, from the official numbers were in like the 12, 13% range. And so they were looking to buy gold with dollars. And this started taking the gold market higher. And those that have followed my work from the very beginning know that I used to use a film clip from the movie Rollover. And that whole movie has to do with the Saudis basically cashing out of dollars and moving back into gold. And the gold price goes hot, sky high. So what happened was Henry Kissinger was basically sent to the Saudis and said, look, we can manage this thing. What we really need to do is for you to buy oil purchases using dollars only. And because of this, what we call the petrodollar situation, all this money that was flooding into Saudi then basically went into longer term purchases of more dollars. So the excess capital, excess money went into the bond market. And this was a very safe place from the U.S. perspective. Oil would be settled in dollars only, and the excess dollars, instead of going into gold, would go into the bond, and the bond is held long-term, so there wasn't a lot of dollars floating back, so everything tamed off. So to recap a little bit, and look at it from a different perspective, we saw inflation became a real problem at the end of 1979, and Volcker came in, he moved interest rates sky high, quelled the gold market, the petrodollar was in place, everybody was happy, and oil, being the most important commodity on the planet, was basically taken care of under this dollar terminology. So now what has just taken place recently is that this has been usurped by the Chinese in a very subtle way. Chinese import a great deal of oil. Most of the imported oil from the Chinese is not through Saudi Arabia, it's through Russia and others. And yet, since you could convert the yuan to gold, this is something that the Saudis probably would still like to do very much, although they might not say so officially. This is something to consider. So if we look at a gold chart going back into the 1930s, basically it was a fixed price, as we all know. And then because of the inflation that the U.S. had printed too many dollars, and Jacques Ruff, the financial advisor to Charles de Gaulle, said, look, the Americans have printed a lot more dollars than there's gold to back it up. Let's take in their promise. And this, of course, is after Bretton Woods. Remember, gold is a confidence factor. When there's mistrust in governments, mistrust in the system, the confidence or the trust goes back to gold, always. That's the short version of monetary history. So Bretton Woods, after the war, it basically went on a dollar standard, but the dollar standard was based on a gold fixed price. So the dollar was as good as gold and everybody settled there. And that only lasted until somebody caught on to the idea that the United States is printing a lot more paper than there was gold to back it up. So their hand was called August 15th, 1971. Nixon took us, the United States, off of the gold standard. And we see what happened. We see gold went from the official price, and actually it was adjusted up to 4222 one time, and that's a fact. You can look it up. And then it went basically, as this chart shows, up to the 875 level in the futures, about 850 on the spot month. And then, of course, that was the peak, and all had taken place during the 70s with the petrodollar just explained and the high interest rates, real interest rates on the bonds. So the Saudis were getting a real rate of return on their savings instead of having to go to gold, and everybody's happy for quite some time. And then, of course, things started to get out of hand again. And we see this chart that I have now where we bottomed in basically 2000, 2001, and gold had about an 11-year move, basically straight up. Of course, yes, there was ups and downs all the way up, but we had a good decade of gold moving higher and higher every year. And these last several years have been rather poor, to put it politely. Nonetheless, with this fundamental shift with the Chinese, this is going to put a great deal of pressure on the gold market. Let me digress for a minute and alert everyone that you can go to JS Mindset and read an article by my friend Bill Holter on the situation. I just want to add a couple more things. Number one, it's very curious to me that this debt ceiling situation's already been moved off the plate and shuttled off to December. And the idea that there may be a suspension of the debt limit, the debt ceiling limit. In other words, it just goes away. There is no such thing as a debt ceiling anymore. This is very important to understand because we are in a currency war, and basically what China just did is a Trump card, as far as I'm concerned, which means that even though this might be subtle at first, this yuan gold settlement for oil, it will catch fire over time, in my strong view. It's not going to be instantaneous. But the only way that the U.S., once this dollar starts to decline even more because of oil being the most important commodity, is for the U.S. to be able to print up whatever they need to make good on their end of the bargain, which is printing dollars and shipping them out. If you have no debt limit, you're basically free to go full steam ahead and print whatever is required. So we're entering a new era. I've been looking for a shift in the currency wars that would be a signal for every one of us that the new leg up for the precious metals has begun. As far as I'm concerned, this is absolutely it. Again, I want to caution everyone that this is based on my years of being in this market, my thinking on the topic, and probably my bias toward honest money. Nonetheless, the shift has taken place. It bears thinking and watching. And I believe that if you are underweighted the precious metals, you might think about that and the fact that the equity markets are so high, and also the additional fact that all bond markets or all debt markets are absolutely in a position where they're untenable. It's impossible for any of these nation states basically to pay back the debt that they have accumulated. So that's going to conclude this week's Weekly Perspective. Remember, I do these podcasts every week. We would appreciate if you would forward these to your friends and family, especially this one, because honestly, this is a subtle, because the mainstream press really hasn't picked up this story, move that is going to have, in my view, a very, very strong impact on the precious metals markets, particularly gold, from this point forward. Again, it'll probably start off, be like a marathon. It's not going to be great, rapid move up in the gold price. But basically, China has most of the gold, and the United States has probably very little gold. And it was also recently, I did it in the last Weekly Perspective, that Secretary of the Treasury went to Fort Knox and, oh yeah, gold looks great. And China probably knows that there's very little gold in Fort Knox. That's my belief and many others that have looked into the topic. So once the settlement takes place, again, look out. Things have shifted. And now that they have, I don't think there's any way for the Anglo-American Empire to undo this. This is something that's been a very well thought out methodology for China, basically, to usurp the US dollar without becoming the reserve currency. Stay tuned. I'll have more insights for you next week. And again, we appreciate anyone that could help us out. Let us know, let others know about the podcast and themorganreport.com.
This is The Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.